From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul and leaders in the state Senate and Assembly still can't agree on a budget and are going to vote for a second budget deadline extension on April 10th, giving them another week to negotiate. Sources told reporters that the spending bill that will pass April 10th is identical to the first extender, except there is also $9 million set aside for AIDS drug assistance to offset the impact of changes in the Medicaid program. Passing the bill is necessary to meet the payroll for 83,000 state workers. Changes are still being discussed to the state's bail law, too. Hochul explained, saying, and I quote, "We're working very hard because my priorities have been clear from the beginning. I'm going to work to make sure the judges have discretion they should have," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Chris Gallardi reports at New York Focus that the New York Civil Liberties Union's Prisoners Legal Service of New York and Rutgers Law School's Constitutional Rights Clinic filed a class action lawsuit against the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision on April 5th because prison officials are still putting inmates in solitary confinement even after legislators largely outlawed the practice. Several recent media reports back up the allegations that the prison agency has been sending people to prolonged solitary confinement on illegal terms. The Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act was enacted in March 2022. Karen Murtaugh, Executive Director of Prisoners Legal Services, said in a statement that, and I quote, "This litigation seeks one thing and one thing only, enactment of the HALT law as written," end quote. The story says, and I quote, "A New York Focus analysis in October found that over 6 months, state prisons sent people to prolonged isolation more than 1,200 times. Nearly one in five solitary sentences for infractions that definitely did not fit within those parameters," end quote, of the HALT law. Read more about this story at New York Focus. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul and New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a brief April 7th in support of a Democrat-led court fight seeking to force the redrawing of New York's congressional boundaries in time for next year's election. The boundaries were redrawn after the 2020 census with court orders and controversy and aren't scheduled to be drawn again until after the 2030 census count. The state's Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee brought a lawsuit in a state appellate court in Albany to have the Independent Redistricting Commission redraw the lines before the 2024 congressional elections. James said in a statement that, and I quote, "Our state's constitution makes it clear that an independent body with participation from the general public is charged with drawing maps for congressional districts, relying on a process with no accountability and with limited time for public input is not how we engage the public and ensure their interests are addressed throughout the process," end quote. But so far, the Democrats have not pursued the court, as on September 12th, State Supreme Court Justice Peter A. Lynch rejected the petition and said there was no authority for the Redistricting Commission to issue a second map. So Democrats are now appealing under the blessing of the state's highest elected Democrats, Hochul and James. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that tolls increased May 1st on the New York State Bridge Authority's Hudson River crossings, including the Kingston-Rhinecliff, Mid-Hudson, and Rip Van Winkle bridges. The Bridge Authority is raising the tolls by a dime for each of the next 4 years for E-ZPass customers. Those with the pass will now pay $1.65 to cross the bridges from west to east. Anyone driving through without the E-ZPass will have their license plate read electronically and will be sent the bill by mail after May 1st that is 15 cents larger than before, an increase to $2. Bridge authorities said that, and I quote, "Tolls are reinvested back into capital improvements on the authority's spans, ensuring these critical pieces of infrastructures can continue serving the Hudson Valley for decades to come," end quote. Read more about this story at the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.